to know and to see and to realize the development under the institution of the monarch and the wise guidance of His Majesty's King Sokoza II, who negotiated the independence of the country, and to the guidance of His Majesty King Mswati III, who has cemented to the Swazi nation the fruits of the independence which we attained in 1968.
What do you say to those Emaswatis who say that there's not much to celebrate because they feel that they don't have freedom in the country?
We do have challenges like any other country in the world that we are contending with. We are fighting the scourge of disease. We are fighting the scourge of poverty. We are fighting the scourge of illiteracy. But when you look in totality, the Kingdom of Eswatini has made great strides in respect to development and accelerating the country into the first world status.
There's been allegations by some Emaswatis that the negotiations by SADC, or the call for dialogue that is supposed to be undertaken by SADC, that the king has not been interested. In other words, he has just frustrated the call for a meaningful dialogue.
The Kingdom of Eswatini is not afraid and is not reluctant to hold a national dialogue in order to converse and to open space for political reforms. His Majesty took a personal initiative in 1991, and those dialogues which he took a personal initiative to gave birth to direct parliamentary elections, gave birth to a new national constitution, for which even today any other political reform should be confined within the provisions and the parameters of the national constitution. SADC has made recommendations, and we don't have that problem with that recommendations, like we don't have any problem with any suggestions or recommendations by any partners of the kingdom. We are free to interact with the free world, and we have always done so. However, let the international media do not conveniently ignore or forget. Whilst the kingdom was preparing to hold and convene a national dialogue, we had issues of an insurgency that emerged and that were supported from corners of the same SADC region, which unfortunately I cannot mention today, which supported the miming and killing of our security officers. Maswat were intimidated if they stand or subscribe to a certain ideology, and that created and compounded the situation in the country.
There are two members of parliament that are still in prison that have not had their day in court. People have called for the king to release them.
Were they arrested by the king?
They were arrested by your law enforcement.
The Kingdom of Eswatini is a modern state like any other. The separation of the judiciary, the executive, and the legislature. You are reinforcing the same idea when you say, now the king must go and release the two MPs because they were charged. They were not charged by the king. They were charged by the relevant structures and apparatus of our systems in the country. It's only the court that will release them.
I put the question that way because your critics believe that the king, King Mswati III, controls everything in your country.
That is absolute nonsense, my brother. I'm sorry to put it that way. There is no way the king controls any branch of the government. The Kingdom of Eswatini functions the same way like any other modern state in the world functions.
Thank you so much again, and happy Independence Day to you.
Thank you, Bakul, my brother. We appreciate that. Have a great day.